And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding.
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schleck. With me tonight is my good friend, Mark Schindler. Mark, what's up?
Andrew, I'm good, man. I'm doing a lot better than the Nuggets softball defense right now. How's your night?
Oh, man. I'm also doing a lot better than anyone who decided to gamble on the NBA tonight because it was a weird one. Let's start in Miami, where things maybe weren't as weird as they were across the rest of the NBA. The Toronto Raptors beat the Miami Heat 98-90. And one thing, I guess, the weirdest part of this is a pretty close game down the stretch. Mm-hmm. Within a minute, it's like a three-point game. And the Heat had just the darndest time trying to get Jimmy Butler back in this game. It was great for the viewer because the flow of the game was just so spectacular that there was no mm-hmm. stoppage and they just didn't have a chance to get him in there because they had already burned all their timeouts. But that was just that's definitely a weird part of it down the stretch.
Yeah, I agree. It was really wild to see. And like you mentioned, in terms of talking about the flow, Toronto's defense down that late stretch was just incredible. Especially considering, Christian Coloco started. He then obviously did not end up closing for them, but closing with Precious Achiuwa at the five. Precious was just a monster on the
glass.
Holy smokes, 22 man. Rebounds, which career high for him. Did some really fun stuff offensively, but the defense from him, it really started to pick up last year, and it was just, it was fantastic tonight from him.
Yeah, he plays 34 minutes off the bench. He plays starters minutes.
Nick Nurse is already back in his bag with his ridiculous rotations.
I know. I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah, Precious looks great. That's the most rebounds by a Raptors reserve. I think it's like fifth all time. It's insane what he was able to do. Pascal Siakam, man, I wouldn't say this is not like his best game that he's ever played. Mm-hmm. 23 points on 22 shots, but he really turned it on in the fourth quarter and put together like some really good possessions. Not only with the shot making, but his passing, and really delivered this win for the Raptors.
Yeah, I think you really hit the nail on the head. It was 7-22, obviously got to the line 8 times, but it wasn't his best shot-making game. He had that, I believe he got a switch in the high post late game, ends up hitting a fading two from about 14 feet out. And that was, I think that was the one that finally put them up like five, and it kind of sealed that. And like you're mentioning, I think it's just his total control of the game right now is at a level that, I would say right now, he's been a top 10 player to start the year. I think including what he's doing defensively as well. The passing is really good. They did a ton of stuff trying to get him going from the post and drawing doubles. When they're not doing that, they're letting him go in transition. They're letting him run. I'd like to see more pick and roll, but overall, it's just he can kind of get whatever he wants, wherever he wants, and set his teammates up in ways that is really impactful right now.
I want to see them setting up their teammates a little bit more. This felt like there was like way too much going on with regards to the guys that can get their own shots. Pascal, Van Vliet, Gary Trent. They all took a ton of shots. And poor OG Anunoby is sitting over there on the weak side. And he's just sitting there almost the whole game. It's like, OG, you're just going to play defense. And, he got four shots tonight. Like that's, to me, that's a little inexcusable. That just shows a little bit of maybe the symptoms of the bad offense that the Raptors run. It was kind of ugly, like, to be honest, really up until the last few minutes of this game. It's a little ugly. And same for the Heat. Like, these are both really good teams in the Eastern Conference, but their flaws offensively were on display.
Yeah, whoever voted Nick Nurse for top offensive coach in the GM survey needs to I need to know what games they're watching, because it's not – no. But also shout out to Fred VanVleet. He finally was really looking for his shot tonight. He had not been too active doing that the first three games. Had himself a really nice game tonight.
One note that I thought was really interesting, Pascal Siakam started alongside Christian Coloco because Scotty Barnes is out with an ankle sprain. But this is the first time in NBA history that two players born in Cameroon – started in this for the same team in the same game. I thought that was kind of
interesting.
Interesting little nugget. And speaking of nuggets, we're going to go to this game that happened in Portland.
It did happen.
And I thought we're in for like a really good game. The Nuggets actually started this game pretty hot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, if we can just get the Blazers cooking a little bit, we're going to have a really nice game, a little nice Northwest Division rivalry, and they got cooking a little bit too much here, because the third quarter they just blew this thing wide open, and it was on the back of Anthony Simons. Man, Simons was incredible tonight. 64% from the field, 11 to 17, 29 points. He was on fire in the third.
Yeah, and just for in that third quarter alone, the Blazers went 8 of 12 from beyond the arc. And I think they missed 5 total shots in the third quarter. So it's like,
that's right.
It was just an insane run.
13 of 18. Simons himself was 6 of 7 from three.
Yeah. I mean, Jokic did not have his best game tonight. He had one of those really funky, like the broadcaster kept saying that it was the Blazers taking him out of it, which yes, I thought the Blazers played him pretty well defensively, but also he had, like, I mean, he's the 2-time MVP and he took 4 shots. Like, that's partially on him. He was kind of in one of his funks in this game. The defense was not on him, man. Like, I mean, there were you can point out stretches where his defense wasn't great. That's the entire team. Their off-ball defense was horrendous tonight. But even in that third quarter, like, KCP was blanketing Simons on, like, 3 of those threes. And it just didn't matter, which, again, great for Simons, because this was – he had been kind of bumpy to start off the year, and that he had 6 points at halftime and scored 22 in the third. So that was just an unreal performance from him.
The Blazers defense, like, they've been super active to start this season. And a lot of this is just Dame looking right again. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is leading this team. There's some good vets on here, but some young guys too. But just overall, just a great showing from a lot of Blazers tonight.
Yeah, I think you really hit the nail on the head there with the defense. Their defense overall, I've been just wildly impressed with it, honestly. I was pretty tentative on Chauncey Billups as a coach after how last year went. And in fairness, that roster was pretty terrible, especially down the stretch. But like you mentioned, I mean, like, Damian Lillard is playing defense for the first time in like 2 years. And it's been great to watch. Not that he's going to be a stalwart, but he's held his own and has looked good. Jeremy Grant has fit in incredibly well. I mean, the lineups where we didn't see much of Justice Winslow tonight because, again, like, they're playing so big. Don't even get me started on Jeff Green and DeAndre Jordan as a front court duo. I think, to me, that was what really sunk the game in the third quarter when they had that front quarter, Jeff Green and DeAndre Jordan out there. The bench was getting absolutely cooked. And I think that's going to be something that the Nuggets need to find throughout the season. But yeah, this Blazers group is fun. I don't know where to put them yet. Never forget the 10-3 start from the Washington Wizards last year that had us all thinking that they were the rightful one seed. I'm not going to fall trick to that again, but I'm excited to see where they're going.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Let's bounce around the league a little bit. The Grizzlies defeat the Brooklyn Nets 134-124. An insane game of individual performances here. Morant and Bain both had 38 points, and Durant and Irving had 37 each. Mark, listen to this. The last time that two teams had multiple 35-point-plus scores was December 13th, 1983. Mark, where were you December 13th, 1983?
Oh, wow. I was about 14 years from being born.
The Magic fall to 0-4 as they lose to the Knicks 115-102 in Madison Square Garden, led by the trio of Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, and Jalen Brunson, who all had 20 points or more in this game. The Rockets get their first win of the season against the Red Hot Jazz 114-108. Jalen Green with 25 points, Jabari Smith Jr. with 21 points and 9 boards. A little dust up there with Green and Jabari late in the fourth quarter, and poor Eric Gordon just can't even just manage the gusto to react to it at all. Free Eric Gordon. The Bulls are looking pretty much back to me, 120-102. Win against the Celtics, the Bulls were able to grab a hold of this game during the second and third quarter, where they outscored the putrid Celtics offense 70-40. Holy smokes. Any thoughts on those four matchups?
Yeah, I think looking at Brooklyn right now, I am so saying worried about the defense feels early games in. But, you know, I think a lot of people are looking at Ben Simmons. And to be fair, like, this is four games back from him. You could tell, I think he got hit at one point during the game, and his back really looked like it was bothering him. I don't think he was amazing tonight defensively or on offense, but that's kind of expected. The rest of this team is just it is a mess defensively right now. Like Desmond Bane, they had nobody who could stop him. I mean, that's without saying. Like Ja in the first half was just eviscerating them, getting wherever they wanted. And it's weird too because they don't really have rim protection either. Like Clax can do some things in rim protection, but this team has tried to be more of a switch everything mold, and it's I'm really interested to see how they try and piece this together because it is not looking awesome in the start here. Obviously they have a ton of offensive talent, so it might not matter, but interesting to say the least. How about those Spurs though?
The 3-1 Spurs. They silenced this new look Wolves team 115-106. Led by Devin Vassell, Jakob Poeltl, Keldon Johnson. This is going to be an interesting start to the season for the Wolves because Towns finally got it going, 27-11. But it's at the expense of Gobert, who only took four shots tonight, made 4-4. It'll be interesting to see how they work out the flow of the offense. And then, big sigh of relief for Sixers fans because they finally got a win. They avoided total and complete humiliation by beating the Pacers 120-106. Is this an achievement for the Sixers?
It's a start. I'll go with that. It's okay. It's more of a you can breathe a little bit because this was supposed to happen.
Coming up next is Tampering with Sam Amick, Anthony Slater, and special guest Will Guillory. Mark, take us out.
Ding, ding, y'all.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.